2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled, another edition of the program. Yes, nothing to see here. Nothing's gone on in the last 24 hours. Not a big deal, except for this one thing, Scott Mitchell, as we get the show going. It's, of course, the biggest thing that's happened in quite some time. It's one of the weird things, too, and that is BYU is going to add another game here.
KSL's Unrivaled. Another game added to the schedule of the BYU Cougars. Special coverage on KSL's Unrivaled.
Scott, against all odds, I guess, BYU added another game. And here we are talking about it 24 hours later. We knew something was up yesterday. And then at midnight, the tweeted picture of BYU's truck pulling out of their parking lot with a very cheeky, just heading to Taco Bell, no big deal, nothing to see here. And adding Coastal Carolina, the number 18 team in the country, right off the bat, and we've got a packed show. It's basically, as you've dubbed it, the show of the play-by-play voices. We're going to have the play-by-play voice of Coastal Carolina coming up in just a little bit. We're going to have Greg Rubel, the voice of the Cougars, and also Bill Riley, the voice of the Utes, joining us on the program. And
everybody gets a voice.
Tonight. Everybody gets a voice. Notice how we didn't call the Beavs, though. We'll have to figure that out. We'll have to see if that happens.
They don't have a lot to say.
So right off the bat, I wanted to get into where Tom Holmoe's head was at and how this kind of came to fruition and how talking to his team last night, the team practicing, all those things. Here's what he had to say in his press conference today.
Wednesday morning, I have a friend that said something about keep an eye on Coastal. And that was like, that's good. I mean, it's not good, but that's a lead. It's just a lead. And that Wednesday was the first that we felt like that might be ready to happen. I mean, Wednesday is the day where you start realizing you're running out of time.
My question is it enough time, Scott, to get going on a game like this?
Absolutely, it's enough time. And it's enough time in the sense that, when I played in the NFL, you play on a Sunday. And then you have Monday is just a day. So you don't really do a lot on Monday. Tuesday would be a day to prep. Wednesday's a walkthrough, and then you play Thursday. So you really have a day and a half to prepare for a team. I mean, there's just not a lot of, there's just not a lot there.
I guess the good news is you're both on equal footing, right? That's the point. That's the fairness point is
You're not going to put together a bunch of different types of, specific schemes or earth plays, based on certain, you're not going to know a lot of tendencies. What you do know, and it's a little tricky in college because what you know is, well, what did they do last week? Because they're just going to keep the same week, the same game plan they had last week that they had, they're going to, there's no way you can in 2 days just do this massive game prep for a team. You just, hey, this is what we've been doing. We're going to go line up. We're going to run the plays that we ran last week, and they're going to run the plays they ran last week, and that's what it's going to be. Now, if BYU's been working on some wrinkles and some things that they've been doing, with a lot of their practice time, then that's a different thing. I mean, BYU's had a lot of time to prepare for a team. It doesn't necessarily matter.
Yeah, and I wonder how crisp that actually would make you too, because we've seen, that practice doesn't make perfect, obviously. Getting in games and kind of seeing what you have and then practicing off of that kind of gets you where you need to be. And so taking off that amount of time as opposed to getting ready for a team, what does that do when you've practiced 3 weeks in a row and you haven't had a game? Where does that put you then?
I think BYU has had the best opportunity or preparation this season for just playing on the fly.
Getting ready during the COVID stuff.
Yeah. I mean, because football coaches and players are so much about routine. And you get into this rhythm, and the routine at BYU has been, we need to be flexible. And being that way, I think, actually helps you play better. Because you, in a game, you don't know what you're going to encounter, or things don't necessarily go the way that you thought they might go. You may be up by a lot of points, you may be down. And learning to adapt on the fly and learning to not get, worked up about something or deflated by, the fact, at the beginning of the season, I see it so fresh in my mind still, Alex. I'm like, BYU is not going to have a season this year. And oh, how things have changed. I mean, because you're like, well, Utah's not going to have a season this year. I mean, really, they'll be lucky if they play five games.
Right.
They'll be lucky. And here BYU is on 10. I mean, it's scheduled number 10. I mean, it's truly remarkable.
That's number
11. But their attitude about this has been phenomenal. The team, the coaches, everybody's just stellar attitude about this whole thing.
It's not taking anything for granted, certainly, and it's been going. And from the beginning, we were impressed with the, look, we could have this all ripped away tomorrow. But the coaches, according to Tom Holmo, the athletic director of BYU, they've been pushing for those extra games. He's wanting them too, but the coaches are really getting after
them. They just keep feeding me, let's play, get us another game. Come on, let's go. And it's like they're pushing me to go get the games. And so I just keep my – it's like my job is to try to see what's out there.
That's exactly what your job is, right?
I mean, yeah, your job is the event coordinator for the football team.
Well, I mean, the reality is this. This is the biggest – this is the most attention the BYU's football team has gotten in a long time. I don't know where that would be. Maybe the 2001 season, since this type of attention has been given to a BYU football team. And so you have to ride those waves, man.
BYU is going to get so much love this Saturday.
For making these things happen. And Coastal should too.
It's not for making it. They're going to get love from ESPN. Look, ESPN is the voice of college football. Okay, so many people tune in to game day. I mean, it's a staple thing for people across the country who care about college football, and they're going to tune in, because they already talk about them. Kurt Herbstreit, the boys are going to talk about BYU, and because they like them, they go look. And there's a lot to like there, and they are going to sell this program as good as anybody in the country could, and it's the first thing people across the country are going to hear. Now BYU has to go out and play well and win the game, and if they do, I'm just telling you, I think it has an impact. Because if you keep saying something enough, people, it kind of gets in their head. And these people start hearing it enough, and they're hearing it. They really are hearing this. And this is these are two ranked teams. I mean, they're in the top 20 in the coaches poll.
Right.
It's not chop liver. It's not some, I guess Coastal is a direction, but it's not an east-west, directional school, whatever. And it's a good program. And so there's nothing but really good that comes out of this for BYU.
All the BYU fans have been asking today, what's it going to mean to the playoff committee if they win that game? And I said, they're going to give them no respect. You know why? Because Iowa State, Iowa State beat Texas last week, but they don't respect Coastal Carolina like they did Texas. And Scott, you made a brilliant point, which was, well, they're the ones who put them at 18.
Right.
So it's their own making eventually. If BYU schedules enough games and it has all these wins and goes back and forth, the committee has to at least go, look, now we have to play by our own rules now that we've basically been setting. So here's what Tom Holmo said about that exact thing, the ranking, the college football playoff ranking. Everybody's so worried about it. And I know that Kalani's just worried about getting a win, but Tom Holmo knows the most money they can make as a program is to get in a New York 6 bowl game, and that's what they want. But they have to rely on these 13 guys in this room to make the decision.
There's things that are out of our control, and I've been on the NCAA men's basketball committee, so I get it. I know how it works a little bit better. It's not the football committee, but I understand the intricacies of that. And so I think that I just tried to stay calm and know that we still have time. And you have time. Everybody watches the rankings, whether it's whatever sport it is. And you watch and you want to climb and you want to climb. And
he knows
it wasn't
fixed.
Where we maybe expected based on the other polls. But I think the key here in our building was stay calm. We got one more game, and we can control that game.
So that's Tom Holmoe talking about it.
Look, right. I'll be really quick. This whole playoff thing's rigged. It's rigged against. It is. It's rigged against Cincinnati. It's rigged against BYU because they'll push up against it, but they're never going to crack that top four.
They're not going to let them.
They won't let them.
Let's take the break here. We've got the voice of Coastal Carolina next as I'm watching ESPN and. There are BYU and Coastal Carolina highlights of showing what they've all done all season, and they're already getting that publicity. Stay right here with us. More to go right here in KSL's Unrivaled.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.